Shami Shviya Staf Samachay. The Mishnah continues with the halakhas of what to do with money that was used to transfer Shviyas, redeem Shviyas. So what do you do with this money? So the Mishnah, the restrictions to this money. No son of a buyer. You can't give the money to a person, Levayer, a person to dig, says Marfulda, Chufa Boris, Maspig Mayel of Neir. You can't give money to a well digger, the person who's digging wells for water for the people in the city. And the and furthermore, you can't use, the Mishnah said, Levayer, you can't use it for a bath attendant to give a person that warms up heats up the well, heats up the rockets, the well, the bathhouse, for attendant, for a person who heats up the bathhouse. And the different opinions of, say, Levayer, we said Levayer, so we interpreted it, as we explained, the way the Marful interprets it is the person who digs well ditches for the well. That's the way the he learns it. And that's again something where a person goes ahead and has other opinions. The Rashi Mistulo learns the great arichas, the different opinions what this means, that the refers to not just a person who digs wells, but a person who provides water to people in the city to use for washing, for other types of things, would be also considered a buyer to use for other types of usage, for cleaning clothes and things like that. Well, the sapper, where he was giving or paying for a barber, for a haircut. Well, the siphon, not for a person who's paying for a person who uses to a schar sfina, pay for a boat ride across the river, to pay the person to row the boat or to lead the boat across the water, is also considered a iser to use the water, the thing for that. Or Igma says that the sapon of a nosin who labaya lishtos, you can give it to money to someone who's taking water just for a well to drink, not for a person who's using for, since you're allowed to drink water on Shviyas, you're allowed to use the water for Shviyas, so Mela to provide drinking water, that would be okay. That would be permitted. Marfulda explains the nafgamina, lahazmila mayim lishtos, to go ahead and to dig ditches for water that you can't do, for all kinds of tashmish, for all kinds of usage. But water just to go ahead, provide water just to drink, and that would be something that would be permitted. Because it's chazilishti, you're allowed to use water to drink. So merely providing you the water to drink, that would be as well to use the water for that purpose. For that purpose, to go ahead to lechulam, nosun levayelishtos, ulechulam, and for anything, for any professional, to give money shvias to any of these things as a gift that you could do, not paying him for services, but you got to go give him as a without specifically any of these professionals without giving him a particular tashmish that you're allowed to do. So it says the Marfulda, you're not giving him for dafka to use a particular job, just to give him a gift itself that you could do. Even though Lamaisa, you know, says the Marfulda, that he's going to do something for it, but you're not asking him directly. He's going to do a malacha for it, he's going to do something for it, but you're not directly paying him for a particular malacha that you're allowed to go ahead and do. That's mutter, says the Marfulda, that you can do. That the now the Maisa, again, the Mefarshim explain that the Mekel, even if you're giving him the money for a particular job at a particular time, but you're not specifying it, that's the way the Machorinim say that would be permitted. As long as you're not specifying what you're doing it for, not to obey directly, but even though you know he's doing the particular job, according to the Marfulda and others, that would be permitted. Will be allowed you to do that. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Gemara is now obviously to qualify as to what is permitted, what's not. Says the Gemara, you can't give money for Shvias for a bathhouse attendant or for a haircut or to go ahead and bring the water across for a boat to take you across. You can't even give it to a well digger, even general, even for anything. Levayer is a Levayer, is the Pnei Moshe explains that you can't do Lulam Avayer. We'll see what this addition is that you can't do for even for any type of a well digger for water of any sort. You would not be allowed to do. So the Gemara explains the Chayre Tastira. Machalfa Shidas Rav Yosi. You have a Chayre Tastira and Rav Yosi. You have a still Chayre. You have to explain. Talmud the Yomah first thing said in the Brice, it says that what Aloka is like in Amenu Mayim Melach. You're allowed to go ahead and buy water and salt with money for Shvias. Vachom Heichan. Over here, saying Rav Yosi saying you can't give Shvias money for a person to dig water for water. But Rav Yosi says in the Brice of Mefurish, you give Aloka, you can give for Mayim Melach. And here you're telling them you could dig, you're not to go give water to dig water for Lechayra, that's a stira. If Mashma Afil Lishtos, the Havmina, we assume that means even to be Shosa Lechayra. So Lechayra is a stira in Makapa Shita. Lechayra, we have a stira in Rav Yosi Shita. Maya Melech, he has one place, and here he said you can't go ahead and dig dig ditches for water, for well water to drink. Lechayra is a stira. My answer, Rav Yosi, no, Mama Pligan, is enough Gemina. That did we say Aloka Yosi Nechachamim between them, we say that's enough Gemina. What are they arguing with the Chachamim? B'shel Tashmisha. We're talking about a case of water for general use, for general needs, not just for drinking. That you can't do. Avishtiya of Modu Yosi. But Avishtiya, even Yosi agrees, that would mean the Braisa, that's what you're allowed to go and do. So general usage that you can't do, that you can't take from him. B'shel Tashmisha. But for Dafka, for water, but Tashmisha, that would be something, yes, says the Marfulda. Milnil Kafashmisho, even on the Soshtiya, that's where Yossi says it's usher. But where it's Dafka Lishtiya, that's where he's matir it for not Shatashmishov, but Dafka Fashtiya itself, that's where Yossi's matir. That's Miyashi the Stira between Rav Yosi, the Lashon of Yossi, and the Bryce and the Mishnah. That's Miyashi, that's what he said. But Sam Tashmisho, no, but Fashtiya Dafka, yes. However, I bring a Raya. Now bring a proof from here. My Tana Afil Nosin Levaya Lishtos. Who's the Tana of a Mishnah who says that you can go ahead and give Vaya Lishtos, a well digger, to drink? Must be Rav Yosi, because again, that's Fashtiya. And Fashtiya, Lechaira, that's what the Mishnah means. Says the Marfulta, the Fizet, that the Mishnah says of the Tana, without telling you who it is, it must be Rav Yosi that says in the Mishnah you could do so. Tana Kama saying, Afil Lishtos Aser, that Domino Melech, even to drink would be Aser. But if Yossi is the one who's matir and says that the digging for the sake of Tashmisho for water, that he's the one who holds that would be considered mutter. That would be mutter. That would be the sheet that's going to Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaisa, Yossi explains to Yakoli. No, really the Mishnah is telling you that everyone, both all Tanoim, but Yossi and the Tanakama both agree that you can do so for Mayim Fashtiya, that would be considered per mutter. What's an afkamina kan la adam? The Brice is talking about a case of water for a human being. A kan la behema. That's an afkamina even for a behema. So the adapter of Yossi says you're allowed to use money for shvias to dig wells is for water for a human, for a person. But for a behema, that we don't allow. That for an animal, shtiya for an animal, that we didn't know. So it's the Marfil to explain. Divya Koli, even a Tanakam agrees, Mayim and Melech, you can do for adam. Rav Yosi is matir af the behema, even for a behema you can't. Shat tashmishu af Rav Yosi yasser. For other types of tashmishu, not for drinking, even for that would be yasser, bein l'odom behema. But for a drishtiya, the Tanakam only is matir for an odom. And Rav Yosi is matir even for a behema, and shar shtiya, other usage, even if that would be yasser, even for anybody would not agree to do so. That's the way the Marfulda learns the Gemara's teretz, Rav Yossi's teretz, to explain the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Yosi and the other Tanoim. But for Shtiya, everyone agrees, the only nafkamina is whether it's Behema or for Adam. But for Shtiya, for Adam, everybody would agree. So the Chayra, the Gemara says, Tanav learned in the Braisa to explain further this difference of opinion. Ma'ayin shel b'nei yir, regarding the people who live in the city. Ma'ayon Shalir, we're talking about a spring in the city that provides for the people in the city to drink. So then, Arein V'Acherim, the Gemara says whether it applies for them and the legs of other people, Hinkodim V'Acherim, their lives come first before other people. Now, if you have to go ahead and dig a well or build something to provide water to the city, so even though the people in the city themselves can go ahead and take care of their Mayim, and not even at the expense of others. But that even at the expense of others. Ma'ayin shel b'nei yir v'yotzi mikan li'acheres, to go from other people, the halacha is heim v'acherim. is not enough for water for them and for other people, then they go first. They come for the people in the city, they come first. Hem kodem l'acherim. However, acherim behemtam, what if there's enough between water for other people, other human beings to drink, or the behemoths of their own behemoths in the city? Acherim kodem behemtam. Human beings come first, and the people in the other city, other people in the city, they come first, even before the behemoths of the people in the city. Says the Marfulda. Again, in acherim, that they would go first. Acherim. You have enough water to feed the people, the human beings in the next city, or the behemoth in this city, then they're feeding the other people. The people, the human beings, get kadima over even the behemoths of this particular city. That is the way to learn. What about doing their laundry or giving other people to drink? Their laundry comes before other people's thing come forward, which is a chiddush. In other words, for a cheirim, for drinking, they get before other people. For their drinking and their other people's drinking and their animals, the other people's drinking comes before their animals. But their laundry, to clean their clothes, of these people come even before the other people's drinking. And then Maharidl explains why. Because laundering is considered chayi nefesh, and therefore it comes before the life of other people. Because cleaning people's clothes, it says it has a chashivas for them. It's part of chayi nefesh. It's just like drinking is also so too. Kvisasan is like the same thing. It's considered as if it's their chayi nefesh, and therefore it goes kedima even over other people. The Gemara says, who's the one of this price? Who's the Tana of this price? Who's the Tana who says that laundry is considered chayi nefesh, like shtiyah, that comes even before other people's cities to drink? Rav Yosi, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, we learned in the Tosefta, Enos and Mayim Lo, Lemishol, Lechvisa. You can't go ahead and use Shvias, you can't use produce from Shvias into a Mishra to soak, for flax. To make flax, to soak the flax, or the kfisa, or even for laundry, for as well. The kfisa also, you can't use it for kfisa as well. And that's Lashon Vabraisa. Yosi Matib Kfisa. And Yosi Nebraisa says, no, he agrees that you can't use it to soak the flax, but you can go ahead and use it for kfisa. That you can go ahead and do. So see, Yosi is one who holds that kfisa, that laundry, is considered kai nefesh. And it's considered, just like drinking, drinking is the same halacha, you're allowed to use shvias for that particular purpose. That would be considered for that purpose. See, that would be the lashon of, that would be the halacha of Rav Yossi, that you can't use Rav Yossi, matir b'kvisa b'shem chayin nefesh. So the Gemara says, however, some b'akhalifish Rav Yossi, there's some people who have a steer in Rav Yossi, because here, talking to them in Rechitza Chayin Nefesh, here in the Dorim, it tells clearly that Kavisa is not considered Chayin Nefesh. That's the Shita of Yossi in the Mishnah over there, that we say that a husband can be mati nebri with his wife for Chayin Nefesh, not for Kavisa, because that's not called Chayin Nefesh. And the Besot in the Dorim, Maria breaks down, Achlekes Tanakama, whether you're allowed to go ahead, she makes that she's not going to wash her clothes. That's considered nidra in a nefesh, and husband can be matir. She says kvisa is not considered chayin nefesh. And over here, you're saying kvisa is chayin nefesh. It says, Rav Yossi disagrees with the Braisa and says he agrees that you can't do it for sharia, for soaking the flax, but you could do it for kvisa because it's chayin nefesh. It occurred to Stephen Rav Yossi. So the Chayin Gemara answers, you have to explain the difference. Amar mona adam magalgel b'rechitza. A person can manage without rechitza, without bathing. But a person cannot manage without laundering his clothes. In other words, it's interesting. Chai magalgal b'rechitza, says the Marfulda, shem rechitza kvis, adam yalko legalgal b'rechitza, afil yoychatsu lenor memeno b'lisbol. He could survive without even washing his body. But kvisa, for his clothes, a person can't live without cleaning his clothes, because the Mar says over there that it brings a person a person goes ahead and doesn't clean himself, so his body will get full of sores and boils and things like that. But he can survive. But laundering in one's clothes, that a person can't do. But the Yossi holds that person, but is a person crazy? That a person will mitzayir to such an extent that if rusid the money, that would be, without that, a person would not even be able to survive. A person that's considered chayin nefesh. Because it's not essential to life washing, but kvisa is for mental well-being is essential to life, and therefore the avusya the mislay the shemusa, so it brings a person to a person will go with dementia, a person will lose his mind if he doesn't wash his clothes, and therefore that's where he's matir kvisa. He may not be matir rechitza, chitza laguf, but he's matir the atzmiyashe the stira in Rav Yossi. So the Gemara see again. So we see the halacha is that this Rav Yossi shita that it comes over kedima over other people's drinking, even for mayim for shtia for other people in a different city. Gemara brings a ma'aser. Yehuda shkutzi avet tamiyam haris dolis yomen. Yehuda of Chutzpi went into a cave seclusion for 3 days. Boy lemeke mal hadin taima. He wanted to understand the halacha of this rule. Menayin shechaya yeros those called mechayir haris. Where do we find the halacha? He's trying to understand this very difficult halacha that the lives of this residents of the city takes kedima over residents of another city. So that we said it takes over the residents. In other words, we try to figure out understanding. If it goes into yechidus, goes into a cave, he'll figure out to understand to spend the time to me'ayin to understand the halacha of Yossi. Says in Marfulda, he mispoided b'mayir b'chidus. He went to alone seclusion into a cave to try to me'ayin and understand the halacha of Yossi. That the halacha is that shtia of this of Yerachos takes kedima over shtia of the Yeracheres, and even kavisa of Yerzos takes kedima over that takes over the next city. That's a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. You want to understand what the depth of this halacha is. Try to understand what's the reason for this halacha. How do we explain that halacha? That a person can go ahead and allowed to take the live water for themselves over the lives of his people from the second city, and even for Kvisa is a tremendous kiddush. That the how you could do that? How do we allow something like that to happen? How do we explain that halacha? That there would be that you take kedima over people of another city. It's a difficult halacha to explain. So the Gemara says, "Asalakaber Yosef Chalafta." After we went ahead and he couldn't figure it out, he came to his Rebbe Yosef Chalafta. Amalei Avisa, because he said to him, "Where have you been?" So Amalei said to him, "Avita Tomei, but Master Tolosi Yomei, boy, they make him all the time. I went into the seclusion in the cave, trying to understand his halacha. Minayin shachayi erisos kut mukayi acheres. Where did we get the idea from that the lives of one people in one city are more chashuv than a lot of people the lives in another city? That the water is for you and not for other people. You can't go ahead. That you can't use the shvius for another water. Where did we get this thing that your life takes precedence over other people?" So Karolei Rav Dumas Bray, or Yossi called the son Rav Dumas, Amalei, I'll give him time. I told him, explain the reason for the source of this halacha. That the life of one people of this city takes the death of another people. Where's the source of this halacha? So Amalei, so Rav Dumas told him, is a pasuk. We find in a pasuk that says in Yoshua, Tiyena Arima Eila, that these cities should be for you Tiyena. To be for to live in it, ear to ear. The Torah says clearly it should be for this. The Torah says, Alasha Nahar Me'ela, ear to ear. It means first a city and then another city. What does it mean, first a city and another city? Yakav Magosha Sebaser. And afterwards it goes to the people around it, to neighboring communities. So, Bechari, you see from here that there's a dafkamina between you have to live, you have to survive. In your city, Lashon Hay and Ches are interchangeable, which means that Techiena. Techiena means Techiena, which means that the local Torah is telling you that the 48 cities given to the Levium, your job is to respond that you should survive, that you should be able to live in those cities. You should be able to live, not just be in those cities, but live in Techiena. And Mamela, therefore, if the Chiddush is that that your life, the lives of these Levium that live in the city, take precedence over V'chayachicha Imach, take precedence over the cities over other people, of people in a different city. So Amalei, Rav Yossi said to him, "Tavyodi in the Chutzpi, my garam love. What caused you to become that? You don't even remember this simple pasuk to understand the source of this halacha. The loyal fisim kaverka, that you went and secluded yourself. You didn't learn together with your chaverim. That is a problem. Because since you would have stayed in yeshiva, you would have learned with your chaverim, you would have figured out, you would have understood the source, you would have come together, people chaverim. But since you went and you did it, you learned by yourself. So Mamela, you didn't debate it. You didn't learn with your friends. And merely therefore, that's why you forgot the halacha. Says the Marfulda to explain that with this halacha, the first psukim in halacha, the diet of psukim that we learn at drasha, mine garam lach. So why don't you figure it out? Hifrish called shisha kodem shivish. You have to first take care of yourself before you take care of other cities around. So why don't you figure it out? Why did you not figure it out? You didn't learn by the Chabura. You went to seclusion. You're learning yourself in a cave. And therefore, that is the reason why you did not come up with the halakha. You didn't figure out the halakha. And therefore, you went to learn by yourself. And that's why you missed this important halakha that my son figured out. The source was able to know the source of the psukim where we see this halakha. There's a difference between saving the lives of people here rather than people in the neighboring city.